A moment later, Drover wiggled through the crack in the door and popped inside. Hank, are you in here? Drover, dearest pal, most trusted friend, I can't tell you how glad I am to see you. Were you singing? I thought I heard someone singing. It was a couple of buzzards, but never mind. Gee, it's great to see you again. Come on in here. You look terrific. Thanks, me too. He gave me a peculiar look and cocked his head to the side. Did you get caught in the trap again? Drover, I know it looks that way, but... Okay, yes, through a very strange chain of events, I did, in fact... That is, the trap caught me, yes. Would you like to hear the whole story? He yawned and sat down.
I guess so, sure.
I told him the whole sad story. So there you are. As you can see, I was just trying to do my job and no dog could have done more. He nodded.
Yeah, but I guess you could have done less.
What does that mean?
Well, maybe you shouldn't have gone inside the trap.
I glared at him through the wire. Why are you repeating the obvious? Don't I know that? And Drover, it disturbs me that you seem to be grinning.
Who, me?
He turned away so that I couldn't see his face, but I heard him snicker.
I guess the buzzards thought it was pretty funny.
Oh, sure, but what can you expect from a buzzard? They have no scruples, no sense of higher purpose. We dogs, on the other hand, Drover, you're not only grinning, but you're laughing.
Not me!
Then why are you making those ridiculous sounds? Drover, I'm disappointed in you. This is an extremely serious situation, and only a twisted mind would find humor in it.
I know, but... I can't help wondering what Slim's gonna say when he...
The rest of his sentence disappeared into a fog of peculiar sounds. I wanted to blister him with angry words, but decided instead to try a softer approach. As a matter of fact, I've been thinking about that myself, and I think we can agree that this isn't going to look good. There's a high risk that Slim will view this as, well, as a sign of incompetence, and I don't need to remind you that it could smear the reputations of all of us in the security division.
I know.
And that is no laughing matter. He muffed and honked and laughed some more. But I can see that your heart has been corrupted, so let's go straight to the bottom line. Get me out of here. At last, he managed to get control of himself. He throttled his laughter, but he was still wearing a crazy grin that made me uneasy.
Well, I'd like to help, but I'm not good at opening doors.
What's the big deal? It's got two latches, one at each side of the door, and all you have to do... Look, Drover, this could ruin my career. Get over here and figure it out, and that is a direct order. He wandered over to the trap and studied the latching mechanisms. He was still grinning.
Is that what the buzzards were singing about? You being caught in the trap?
Yes, as a matter of fact, it was. And would you mind concentrating on your business?
I bet it was a funny song.
It was not a funny song. It was crude, rude, uncouth, noisy, and very disrespectful. Hurry up and get me out of here.
What was the name of the song?
I couldn't control the snarling muscles on my lips. And I showed him some serious fangs. Do I care about the name of the song? No. I care about getting out of this incredible mess and saving my career. Hurry up.
Well, I'd kind of like to know the name of the song.
Okay, that did it. You asked for this, buddy. In a fit of righteous anger, I lunged at the runt and more or less forgot about the wire, the very stout barrier of wire that I rubbed my injured nose. Let's see, you were asking about the title of a song?
Yeah, I'm kind of curious. I've never heard a buzzard sing.
You've missed nothing, believe me.
And I must warn you that you'll be shocked and outraged when you hear the name of the song. Oh, gosh. He called it something.